Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 91st UIEPT. Today, on the 15th of February, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
The passenger arrived in a taxi.
Yes, and then she had the taxi driver wait at the corner.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Did you go to the concert last night?
Yes, it was great, and I got to hear Jane play the harp.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Did the children like the new babysitter?
Not really, because she made them go to bed early.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
Why is that man throwing the ball so carefully?
He is tossing the ball to his young son.
What does the woman say about the father and son? Number 5.
Did the professor tell her students about the lecture this evening?
Yes, she directed her students to attend it.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
I cannot find the clerk.
The floor manager sent him back to the supply room.
What happened, according to the man? Number 7.
Will the students be able to get hold of the books that they need?
The librarian had them reserve the books for 2 days.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Were elections held last night as scheduled?
Yes, and the board elected Tony chairman for another year.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
At the trial, the defendant was found guilty.
Yes, the judge called the defendant a murderer.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Have the names of the new committee members been announced?
Congratulations! You've been appointed to serve on the committee.
What does the man mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an archaeology class.
The Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt might be the most famous building in the world. We know exactly when it was built. Construction started in 2547 BCE. about 4,500 years ago. Who had it built? That was the pharaoh Khufu. And we know who oversaw its construction, the pharaoh's brother. We know so many things about it, but the funny thing is, we still don't know exactly how it was built. This picture will give you an idea of the size of the pyramid and the size of the blocks it's made out of. Seven stone blocks were used to build the Great Pyramid, and they're incredibly massive. The average weight is 2.5 tons. The problem that has puzzled scholars for centuries is, how were these blocks lifted up the height of this massive structure and then fit into place, and without the benefit of modern technology? Of course, there have been a lot of theories over the centuries. The oldest recorded one is by the Greek historian Herodotus. He visited Egypt around 450 BCE, when the pyramid was already 2,000 years old. His theory was that cranes were used, much like we use cranes today to construct. And Herodotus may have seen Egyptians using cranes made of wood, but the problem with this theory has to do with simple mechanics. A crane needs a wide and sturdy base to stand on, or it will fall over. Well, as you get toward the top of the pyramid, there's really no place for a crane to stand. The stone blocks are too narrow a base. Well, so much for that theory. The next one has to do with the use of a ramp that would allow workers to drag a stone block up the side of the structure. Of course, the ramp can't be too steep. It has to have a long, gentle slope. And that's the problem. If you build a ramp with a slight slope of a pyramid that's over 130 meters high, it would have to be almost 2 kilometers long. Well, the pyramid is built on a flat area called the Giza Plateau. The plateau is simply not big enough to accommodate a 2-kilometer-long ramp. Okay, so what now? Well, if you've ever driven on a mountain road, know that it has a lot of twists and turns and bends in it, because that's how engineers keep the road from having to be too steep. So why not wrap the ramp around the pyramid, building the ramp around it as you go? Sounds like a pretty good idea, except it's got a serious problem. See, one of the most remarkable things about the pyramid is how accurate the proportions are. The dimensions are almost perfect. To get that perfection, the engineers must have had to measure it repeatedly during construction. And the way you'd measure it is from the four corners of the base. Well, if you've got a ramp spiraling up from the base of the pyramid, those corners would be the ramp during construction. Well, who says the ramp has to be on the outside of the pyramid? And now we get to the latest idea. If the ramp were on the inside of the pyramid, the corners at the base would be exposed, so the engineers could do their measurements while they were building. Well, an architect named Houdin spent 2 years working on making computer models of the building of the pyramid. And what Houdin believes is that an exterior straight ramp was used to construct the bottom third of the pyramid. This ramp would have been fairly short. It probably rose less than 50 meters. Then the rest of the pyramid was constructed internal ramp that spiraled around the inside of the pyramid. But how can we test this idea? Well, there are several ways to look inside the pyramid. One's called microgravimetry. Microgravimetry is a technique that's used to detect voids inside a structure. You can then take the data to generate an image that shows any empty spaces in the interior. Well, in 1986, French scientists completed a microgravimetric survey of the pyramid, and one of the images they produced showed an empty spiral-shaped space inside it. The shape of that space corresponds exactly to what Houdin thought like. I think Herodotus would be convinced. We might very well be at the end of centuries of guessing.
This is the end of the recording.